Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the big news in Harrisburg this week, and that was the marijuana legislation that kind of one-sidedly was pushed through the House. Can you tell us what happened here, what this would do, and what its future is likely?
Well, it's been a busy week in Harrisburg. We've got a lot of issues on the plate, and unfortunately, House Democrats decided to move a massive bill to legalize recreational marijuana in the Commonwealth. The 173-page bill was introduced last Sunday and was fast-tracked through the House Health Committee on Monday and quickly brought up for a final vote on Wednesday. So this is something that they've really rammed through the House. It's a proposal that I think is very misguided, will have a profound impact on the health and safety of our communities, and I just think is the wrong way to go. As a former law enforcement officer, I have a number of concerns with this bill. The bill should have been the subject of public hearings. There's a lot more issues that should have been considered. So I'm firmly opposed to the legislation and certainly voted no on it. It's very telling that the cannabis industry itself is opposed to the bill, because the bill would place the responsibility for regulating and selling marijuana in the hands of the Liquor Control Board, a group that does not do a good job at administering our liquor stores. So in this case, this bill would require them to sell marijuana at state-run stores, which I think is misguided. House Bill 1200 passed on a complete party line vote of 102 to 101 and has now moved on to the Senate for consideration.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is that there is good news coming to your neck of the woods. I understand an infrastructure project may be on the way in Emporium. What are the details?
Well, there is a big infrastructure project that's been in the works for some time now. Last week, I had the opportunity to meet with Emporium Borough Manager Stretch Reed to discuss the East 4th Street State Route 120 reconstruction project, which is set to begin next year. This is a comprehensive project that not only resurfaces the highway, but replaces infrastructure lines under the highway. This is a $9 million investment in the infrastructure. And again, this is a project that's going to move forward next year. So it's a major investment in the community of Emporium.
Also, Leadership Elk Cameron was in Harrisburg this week. I understand you got to meet with them. What'd you talk about?
Well, members of this year's Leadership Elk Cameron, we're in the state capitol this week. It's a great group of leaders, and Representative Mike Armanini and I had the opportunity to meet with them to talk about how we work together to fight for rural Pennsylvania in the State House of Representatives. We had a great discussion about some of the issues that that we're dealing with, particularly energy, rural health care, emergency services in rural PA, just an overall great group of folks. And I'm glad that they were able to come to the Capitol. And I want to encourage folks that might be interested in joining one of these classes. Leadership Elk Cameron is a valuable program, just like Leadership McKean and Leadership Potter, that really educates area residents and provides a great deal of information to folks in our communities. So I would encourage folks to sign up for those programs if they have an interest.
And finally, Representative, I understand that once again, your staff got to participate in honoring a firefighter who has served the community for a long time. What are the details?
Honoring our emergency service providers for their service is something that I think is very important. And last weekend, Junior Skip Baker from Genesee Township was honored at their department banquet for 70 years of volunteer service and dedication to the Genesee Township Volunteer Fire and EMS Department. I sponsored a congratulatory citation from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives to honor Skip for his exemplary service, and thank all the volunteers for their service to the community.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.